When people can't pay cash for items they want, they may try to barter. That's what this saloon did, and what they received became a bigger attraction than the drinks they served. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Cargill, who for 150 years has been working side by side with farmers and the ag community. Learn more at CargillAg.com.
Your farm is your livelihood. How do you measure its value? Shoup Manufacturing knows that real value is measured by peace of mind. When you pay a fair price for a quality product and you have the confidence that it will endure, now that's value. Call 1-844-8-FARMER to speak with someone at Shoup who understands the machinery you rely on. Or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup, keeping farms running since 1977.
It's another American Countryside adventure. We're heading to Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. This is an amazing trip with the perfect blend of agriculture and Brazilian sights. We'll tour farms in Mato Grosso, go to a JBS feedlot, and visit with ag leaders. We'll also see Rio with two nights at a beachfront hotel, take in the Brazilian Everglades, and be wowed by the Falls de Iguaçu. It's quite a trip at a great price. Call 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. In 1881, an 18-year-old entrepreneur named Albert Friedrich opened the Buckhorn Saloon in downtown San Antonio. He made patrons an offer they couldn't refuse.
He quickly learned that many didn't have lots of money coming off the old dusty trail to spend in his saloon, so he began accepting horns and antlers in exchange for free whiskey or beer.
Bevan Hinges at the Buckhorn says the horns and antlers began to pour into downtown San Antonio.
We actually have antlers adorning all of our ceilings. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sets of antlers.
As the years passed, Friedrich and his patrons decided to adorn the walls with more than just antlers. They began to bag game from around the world and display the taxidermy on the walls of the Buckhorn.
Mr. Bill Negley believed in hunting with a bow and arrow. He vowed to take the five largest African game with a bow and arrow, and he did, and we have them all on display here at the Buckhorn.
Soon the Buckhorn became not only a saloon, but a place for visitors to see species from worlds away.
One of my personal favorites is our mountain gorilla. It was brought over in the early 20s, and what makes that piece fascinating is that many people in San Antonio had never seen a real gorilla in the 20s.
Today, there is a museum inside the Buckhorn where you can view the collection.
One of our most unique items in our collection is our 78-point buck. It was purchased for $100 in 1890 by Albert. That was probably one of the few items he paid for, and they are to this day a world record.
Plus, there are many other record holders in the display that all began with a bar owner who took antlers as cash. Traveling the countryside in San Antonio, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.